This is Biotechnica and you're listening to India's first life science podcast, The Voice of Biotechnica.
Hey everyone, what's up? Shekhar Suman here from Biotechnica, and today we are talking Steve Jobs. Yeah, you heard it right. Steve Jobs, the founder of Apple, Apple Computers, the same company which built the first touchscreen phone, the iPhone. But what Steve Jobs has to do with biosciences? Good question. And that's what we are going to talk about today. So as an entrepreneur and CEO of Biotechnica, it's my job to promote biosciences, and it's my job to tell you all what the future has in store from the place where I sit. Now, at the place where I sit, I can see the horizon of biotechnology. I can see the horizon where biotechnology, biosciences, and IT or information technology merges together. Now, if we want to predict the future accurately, then we have to know the past first. And that's what we were doing some time back. We were doing our research on Apple and its recent innovations in biosciences. And we were sort of trying to connect the dots backwards, as Steve Jobs would have said it. So we came across a video from a conference in 2003 where Steve Jobs is asked this.
I'd be interested in your response to a question that Walt asked Bill last night. But if you were 17 years old and starting all over again, what would you put your bets on?
Intellectually, I mean, when I was 17 years old, I didn't imagine I would be in technology, so I don't know. But intellectually, the most exciting thing to me is you know, biosciences.
Yes, you heard it right. Steve was asked, if you were 17-year-old again, then what would have fascinated you? What would you like to do if you had to start all over again? What would you put your bets on? Now, this is a very typical question people always tend to ask great people, successful people. But what amazes me is his answer. He says biosciences. Wow. Why does he say that? Now, the reason I'm talking to you today about this 5-second incident which happened roughly 20 years ago is because Steve was a futurist. He knew one day we all are going to achieve great advancement in biosciences. He knew biosciences is where the future lies. What makes this 5-second interaction special is that Steve Jobs, in his short career of 25 to 30 years, gifted some of the greatest products mankind ever built. Such was his greatness. Many of his predictions, like one day you'll have a streaming device, streaming service to watch videos, have become true. Netflix. His predictions and fascination about biosciences can be seen today in the Apple Watch and the various functions which it can perform. For example, monitoring your heart rate, blood pressure, and various other health parameters in real time. Whatever he predicted has become true, in one or the other way. Now, if Steve Jobs, such a great man, saw the potential in biosciences, and if we as bioscientists don't see it, then I would say the fault is in us and not in his vision. Steve Jobs saw a problem in smartphone in 1998 and built an iPhone in record 10 years. I was right there on the launch of the first iPhone. All you have to do is see the world from a fresh perspective, just like Steve Jobs. Whenever you feel stuck, ask yourself how Steve Jobs would have handled it. Now, many people will say that Steve Jobs had tons of money to invest in R&D. In that case, you should know this. When he rejoined Apple in 1998, Apple was on the verge of bankruptcy, with only 90 days of worth of cash in the bank. He fought against all odds. And today, Apple is world's only $2 trillion plus company. Such was his greatness. But if that man was ready to start all over again in the field of biosciences, what stops you? So today, as I end this podcast, I wish to remind you, look at your research from a fresh perspective. If possible, ask yourself how Steve Jobs would have handled it. If your research is going at a slow pace, slow speed, or maybe things are not moving in your direction, remember, you should never be afraid of opposition. The kites of success generally rises against the wind of adversity, not with it. So what are you waiting for? Go stand at the boundary of arts, science, and commerce. Go stand at the boundary of IT and BT and create your own path, create your own destiny. The world is ready to bow down to you, but are you listening? Are you listening to your own destiny? Ending my podcast with words which Steve Jobs would have loved to say. Stay hungry, stay foolish. Thank you so much.